The government will this morning announce the route and cost of Auckland's long-awaited light rail project. Three options were presented to Cabinet last year, each of which run from the city centre to the airport at a cost of between $9 and $16 billion, Jordan Bond reports.
The government made a big choice last year, how they'd spend at least $10 billion and a decade building a light rail line. It's taken many years of back and forth and back again to get to this point. It was one of the first campaign promises the then opposition leader, Jacinda Ardern, made in 2017. But to date, not a spade's hit the ground.
We can't keep going on with discussing and throwing options out there. It's 7 years now since light rail was first proposed and saying that we urgently needed it, and so we need to get on with it.
That's Matt Lowry, a transport and urban development commentator. Of the three options put forward by a working group, one is completely above ground along Dominion Road. Another option is half under and half overground. And the other option, completely underground. Both of these run under Sandringham Road. Matt Lowry expects the government will go with the half and half option, underground from the central city to Mount Roskill, and then overland to Mangere and the airport. But he hopes he's wrong.
The benefit of the surface option is you have a much cheaper delivery and you can get it delivered faster. The advantage with the metro option is for automated services, so you can have driverless trains and run really high frequency. Tunnelled light rail sort of has the worst parts of both of them.
The National Party's new transport spokesperson, Simeon Brown, says if he was the one committing to a big ticket item, it wouldn't be light rail.
I think the number one priority for Auckland has to be a second harbour crossing. I think that's critical to unlocking Auckland's potential.
He says the government is overly focused on the ideologically driven pet project of light rail, or what he calls a slow tram. Simeon Brown would push ahead with the Mill Road and East-West Link roading projects, which he says are going nowhere. But he's not all roads.
The key focus in terms of public transport is completing the eastern busway from Botany to the airport. There's the northwestern busway as well. And then it's looking at how to maximise use of the current existing railway network.
He says the benefits just do not stack up for light rail. Even the working group's report gave the three options a benefit cost ratio of $1.1 to $1.2 for every dollar spent. There's likely to be more announced today than only light rail. Road safety campaigner Caroline Perry says more needs to be done to lower the road toll.
That includes our roads and things like median barriers and roadside barriers that we know help to reduce crashes and reduce the severity of injuries, and also more investment in things like driver education and training.
She says that work is sorely needed after a Christmas New Year period when 17 people died on the roads in less than 2 weeks.